Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Celtics had not been in a lot of these spots all year. Inbound and safe for the Tice. Bounce past Tatum. Tatum, 6 seconds to go. Tatum pounding Chris Paul. Turns, fades, tough shot, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Kemba turnaround, floats it up and short, and the Thunder have won the ball game.
Wow.
An absolutely sickening loss for the Celtics.
All right, right to the calls here at 617-779-0985 on the Celtics. We'll start with Matt in the car. Go ahead, Matt. You're on with Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. What's up?
Hardy, what's going on, Zol? What's going on, man? Listen. Sup, Zol? Eat the Zoburger over at Parker's Pub. Really delicious. Anyway,
thank you.
Brad Stevens, this is the first time. This is really the first time that we are, like, kind of coming down on him. And I don't know if it's because Joe's sitting there coming down on him, but this is the first time. There was no excuse for last night. That was a win. That was 100% a win. I put that on Kemba Walker. You know, yeah, sure, he didn't know the guy was behind him, but, I mean, this is basketball, man. You kind of have to have your head on a swivel. You got to get that into that offensive zone. You got to get that point, those 2 points. And with Tatum, I think this is, what, the second time in three games he tried doing that, you know, diddle and daddle and then, you know, taking that, like, 18-footer and doink off the rim.
That's I'll the shut up a little. Right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. That was Pierce's thing, man. Foul line extended fadeaway. Bang. Nailed it. No elevation whatsoever, but he would hit it every time.
And the other thing is, I think Pierce would get to the line where Jason Tatum's just not.
Yeah.
That's what's separating him from a 40-point-a-game guy to
how's Pierce? How's Pierce in year three? Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, will that come? I mean, we've seen it coming on with him. But again, with Walker, I mean, he's played so much basketball that it's hard to believe that would even be drawn up that way.
Like, yeah. Tatum, one free throw yesterday, by the way.
That's it. That kills him. And your best player can't get to the line there.
And we thought there was a missed call at the end of the game. I thought there was a missed call at the end of the game.
Now, Scal's all over. He's like, that's good defense.
Tatum actually did.
Scal was great on that when he said, oh, no way Chris Paul is, you know, they're going to call that on him. He looked at it, and then, you know, in the replay, he said,
that second
no,
look.
That's great defense.
Straight
and it was.
Up. He was
then,
straight
he,
up.
And
then
Tatum whipped it out of Adams' hands. They called it a foul. He missed both free throws, and they got the rebound back. But they got lucky yesterday. Like, there was multiple times where I thought Oklahoma
That's
City
true.
Could have put that game away. They could have hit both those free throws to take the lead.
Oh, sure.
Chris Paul missed a shot there. They got the rebound.
God, he looks like
I don't know how he missed that when he's missed it. You know, he makes a career out of making those, and he was making them earlier in the night. But you're right. The Celtics were lucky to only lose by one, by the way that game finished off. And this is part of the problem with a team that's playing beyond expectation. I had no idea they're going to be this good this year, but you reset expectations. And now I have to go back to kind of where I started. Their win total for the regular season is going to go way beyond what I thought they were going to do. But in terms of what they do in the playoffs, if that's how you behave at the end of games against a team that is going to have the better player on the court or two of the best players
on the
court.
Too many of those weird ones at the end.
Then
that are building up.
No, you go back to what I said at the beginning, which was no, they're going to have another. They might win a round, and after that, so long.
So you mentioned guys like Wanamaker and stuff, and you know the end of that bench and what Brad has to go to. Is that more of a Brad thing, or is that more of this is what Danny gave him? Yeah, you know, I know people are going to be critical of Stevens, and
it's a little bit of what Danny gave him.
A little bit.
They don't have a shooter. They don't have a guy that come off the bench and shoot.
They don't have any house type player.
Craig in Boston says that Brad is still on top of things. What do you think, Craig?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I'm a green teamer from way back.
I was very disappointed in watching these guys last year, and this year it's just a remarkable turnaround, I think. I love watching Brad Stevens substitute guys in. I like watching the new kids come out, come along and, you know, prove what they're doing. I think that they're, you know, they got to take chances with, I like watching, you know, the Williams guy and, the you know, Connie Langford getting in there and, you know, all of a sudden turning around. So I think these guys are sort of starting to gel. And I think it's just a matter of having them pick their spots. I hate seeing them throw up the bricks on the threes, but, you know, when Gordon Hayward goes into the paint and shoots a sharp two-point, it's like, yes, do that all night long. So I think Brad's doing great with what he's got. I don't know how far they'll go in the playoffs, but they do, you know, it is kind of discerning that they're not coming through on the end of the games like this at this point.
Craig, it's,
you know,
it's
I remember 2 years ago when Isaiah Thomas was like, he took over the game and it was,
okay,
you know,
right.
Is and he going to do it again? And he's, you know, and they did. But
you don't have that guy. And Craig, it's a good 30,000.
Well, you should have that guy.
It's a good 30,000 foot view of this team this year. I'll grant you that, right? All right, this is what you're left with. Kyrie, not gonna play here no matter what. Horford deciding he's going to go make more money with a team that he thinks he can win. Fine. What are you left with? I thought they were left with a team that doesn't match last year's regular season win total. Where are they at right now, 40, Joe Murray?
42, I think, this year.
They're doing well. I mean, they're a damn good regular season team. When do they play the Bucks again? Next, right?
They're not going to blow past it like I thought they were 2 weeks ago.
Well, 49.5 was the... Was the total.
And I thought they were going to be under. So, all right. Forget about blowing past it like I thought they were going to do a couple of weeks ago. I think they're going to do better than that. But in terms of what they do in the postseason, well, this is the team. This is the hand that you were dealt. Brad's not above reproach. There are the things he could have done, and we'll second guess the timeout calls and certain plays he's drawing up to get the ball into certain hands.
If you want the personnel depth, though, that's the
depth's a huge thing. And again, this team doesn't have a shooter. Maybe they can still bring somebody in. I know they're playing Indiana tomorrow. They're bringing in Lance Stevenson. I don't know where that crazy guy's coming back into the mix. Maybe there's someone out there, but like, I don't know, watching Javonte Green out there late in games, there has to be a better option out there. Evan Turner, somebody else could be bought out that could come in here. I mean, even Tristan Thompson was another name. They need an actual shooter that can come off the bench and knock down a shot late in games. But, Hardy, I do think they should have a guy. Kemba Walker is a closer. He's done it before. Even for a bad Charlotte team, he's done this. And UConn was, 11 years ago, whatever it was. So the guy can close games. What he did yesterday, that was unheard of. At the same time, I feel like the coach could have made the right decision getting the ball over half court. You know, what do you need that timeout for? What do you need that timeout for?
I don't know. Like, you get into Gordon's hands, too. Like,
you hit the two free throws. You play defense. You win the game. That's it.
I mean, you can't blame him for getting in Kemba's hands, but the positioning of it.
Let's not get away from what the obvious answer is to all this. Blair in Maine has it. Go ahead, Blair.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Zoe.
You washing your hands?
Yeah, I have a cold. I came down with the cold, man. I can't do much about that. I got big time basketball coming up this weekend, right, March 14th.
Nice.
I'm gonna play in Gorham, Maine, Special Olympics basketball tournament, big time.
Excellent.
And then Wednesday, the 18th, is up in Orono. I'd love to see you guys come down and watch us play.
I'd love to too, but I got kids that playing sports and I'm busy in the weekends. But hey, Blair, you can't score if you don't shoot. So just remember that, man. Let it rain.
I know, and if I'm sick, how much does that help me, you know? That's not going to help me much.
Yeah.
But I got
vitamin C, baby.
Hey, when you're sick, you battle through it, you play, you get off the bench, you play, you work right through it. I'm going to play today at the Y.
Warrior.
I want to talk about the Celtics, because I watched some of these guys that are two-way players, two-way contracts, these guys that are... players for the Maine Red Claws. I mean, some of them are going to be brought up sooner or later. I want to see Taco Fall be brought up some more.
No, he has
17-14. There's somebody that could have scowls all over him, too.
Blair, thanks for the call. Good luck in your games. I thought you'd be all over that, Zoe. You said that's what this team needed. Yeah, you needed Taco Fall. Zoe was a big Taco Fall guy earlier this season. Yeah. He said that's what the team needed.
I just wanted to bring
that's what you needed.
Star.
I just want to bring something up quickly. They can't anyone they bring in won't be eligible for the playoffs. So I think it was like March.
Nobody,
1st.
They can't.
So they didn't. They didn't make the move. This is what they're going with the rest of the way. Brad Wanamaker shooting air balls.
Tyler in Fort Myers on the Celtics. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was just calling because, you know, I think a lot of it could just be what you see in load management nowadays, too, not to excuse their losses. But I think when you look at the regular season product, it's a grind, and these players just get, you know, in a complacent state where they know where they're going to be in that second or two or three seed. And I think that's just a lot of what you're seeing on the court.
I mean, you look at a guy like, Hayward, who we've talked about. You get bumped on a knee, guy falls on your leg, you miss two games. Kemba's interesting because we've been looking at that now for a couple weeks where Brad said it's not that much of an issue. You know, we'd rather fix the problem now as opposed to this thing getting bad when we really need a guy. That could be looked at as a load management situation. Also, I mean, the guy had fluid drain from the knee. That's something that's to be concerned with.
They can't afford to have anybody, anything close to less than full go. Not everyone's going to be 100%. But if you want to do anything in the playoffs, all these guys got to be full go. So the load management, it plays a part. It doesn't excuse what's happening at the end of these games. It doesn't excuse the collapse against the Nets. It doesn't excuse last night against the Thunder. And looking back on it now, even though it's a good team, it doesn't excuse the Rockets. That's not load management. Some of it factors in from time to time. Lakers, I think that loss, you know, when you're out there playing without your full complement of players, fine. This other stuff, I'm worried more about how they handle themselves at the end of games against top talent. All right, we have something new this morning from Field Yates, Zoe, regarding Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Okay, to look at this too, when we get into the stuff with Yates, I think there's something to be said for certain guys in the way or females, the way they report it as to who they're tied to. You know, you look at Rap Sheet, you look at Schefter.
We'll talk about all that. I think it's a good point, and we're going to bring it up right away when we begin discussing the inevitable Tom Brady topic next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. We have some new information here from Field Yates. Is it new?
All right. Got some new gear.
All right. You want to talk about the gear? Let's talk. Go ahead. I'll tap out for a moment.
Speaking of the babies, you know, which baby are you going to bet on? I mean, which baby t-shirt? It's like Baby Gap t-shirts.
The Stay Tom Brady t-shirt?
Why don't you
t-shirt?
Put that on? Let's see if you stretch out.
That would make it maybe one arm.
Be a little tight on Big Zo.
What is it that you have for the radio audience, Zo? What do you have?
I have a Julian Edelman, J11, the Stay Tom 2020, a quarterback you could trust t-shirt. The first thing he put out after the Syracuse game when they were seen together. And okay.
The one button.
Joe Murray's got the one button hat. That is not a fitted hat, pal.
How many of those hats do you have?
Just the one of them. Yeah. Look, got a nice sticker.
Let's see that hat. I just want to see what that feels like. Because
put it on. So that's my size hat.
Both of you are at one snap on the back of this snapback.
Right.
I could fit two of my hands
like
in
a
here,
schoolboy.
And it's too small for you two. Good grief.
So,
what does the T-shirt say?
It says "Stay Tom 2020." A quarterback you can stay. Yeah. I only hear what I want. You should put this on your chore playlist, along with "Wish It Would Rain Down on Me."
All right, so I don't know if Tom Brady is going to stay. It sounds like maybe he wanted to stay. Field Yates reporting here today.
Right.
And this is making the rounds, and we're going to have Tommy Curran's response to this here in a couple of minutes. As we approach free agency, some notes to revisit is Tom Brady's decision. During his last training camp, Brady and the Patriots discussed a new deal, including a multi-year extension. Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal. Let me repeat this from Field Yates. Brady's preference was to not add any years to his deal and include a no-tag provision in his deal to ensure him the right to test the market if he desired. Early in camp, the Patriots gave Brady his request for total freedom after 2019. Brady now has that opportunity to be a free agent. Many have wondered when the Patriots will make their offer to retain Brady, something they did in August already. In essence, the next step is Brady conveying what he wants in a new deal from the Patriots, not the other way around, as the team has previously presented him.
Okay, so what we've been trained to do now for the last how many weeks is when some sort of information like this comes out. Is this Brady camp-based or is this team-based? You look at something like this and knowing the history here, and not that I know anything here, it seems like this is coming from the guy that runs the team, not the owner. Like this, that Phil Yates worked in, you know, the front office up there. And Phil's really good at what he does, but I would say he is connected more to the coaching and owner side of it than he is the quarterback side of it.
Okay, well, let's
so
just,
this sounds like
so
this
we
is,
don't know.
Hey, just so everybody's clear here, we offered him an extension, like we, a multi-year extension. He declined and he wanted the out.
Okay.
Okay.
So
he wanted the tag to be removed.
We're not telling tales out of school here. Shaughnessy wrote about it yesterday. When you talk about certain things, for instance, number one, the phone call did not go well between Belichick and Brady. Shaughnessy wrote yesterday, he said, doesn't this sound like something that came from Tom's dad? That sounds like a Tom Brady senior type of comment given to somebody.
Yeah, we said it sounds like that's coming from Tom's side of it, because I think if you're the quarterback.
Specifically from Brady Sr., right? So when you see this, who it's from, Field Yates, and you see what it's about, who do you think this comes from, Zoe? And I'm not saying, just your gut.
I mean, I don't know, Phil got married in Nantucket. They're out there in Nantucket all the time. He's very friendly with Bill and the team, and it sounds to me like it's come from the head coach.
Okay, that's fine.
Not that I know. I don't know that, but I'm just saying,
right,
when we don't get it specifically, like a team statement, this is not a Patriots statement. And Bill doesn't negotiate publicly. But when you get information like this, I think you go to the reporter and the reporter's past. So, okay, I mean, forget it from Kern and Greig, you know, that's Brady's side.
Right.
If you're getting it from Rap Sheet or Schefter, that's team friendly.
That's ownership.
Ownership. I think you could separate all three. Field Yates is more involved in football ops. Like,
if you're betting,
and I'm not betting this on football ops. But if I was betting, what's my gut?
Oh man,
I think Bill's put it out there. Like, hey, we offered him.
If you're betting that, you know what?
Go ahead, better boy.
If I'm going betting, I'm going Reese Yates,
and Reese had this sort of spitball something. So when you work at ESPN and you're the beat writer for a certain team, I think ESPN tells them, okay, pick your best, most important player, your most important acquisition in the offseason as far as a free agent. What type of contract do you have to do to get that player to remain on your team? And Reese came up with something around 5 for $125, which ultimately would be in guaranteed money narrowed down to the 2 for $50 like Breeze got, 2 years ago. And that would get it done for Brady, which I do agree with. I think 2 for $50 guaranteed we get it done, but I don't know if Brady's going to get that here.
Okay.
I think Bill's playing it
perfect. I hear this, and this is what I think, in order. Number one, this is what I've been saying. and I don't know that I'm right, but I floated it out there at the very beginning of this thing, and throughout the process, I said, everyone is approaching this from this standpoint. Brady wanted multiple years. Patriots said, no, we'll sign Jan for one. Brady said, if that's the case, you can't franchise me, and I want to go out and test the waters. There we go. Boom, that's the end of it. I said from the very beginning, hold on a second. Tom Brady is going to be 43 years old. He already sounded like a guy who maybe was contemplating retirement after the Super Bowl loss to the Eagles. Can't we at least accept into the realm of possibility here that he doesn't know if he wants to play beyond another year? And that, I'm not saying that Brady went to the table and said, I'm only playing 1 year and then I want out and I want to have the ability to choose wherever I want to go. I'm saying, isn't it possible? And I would even say probable. This is what I've been saying all along, that Brady and the team said, you know what? Let's do a year. Let's do a year. And Brady wanted total control. Team probably wasn't thrilled about that. But it was Brady, as much as the team, who said, fine, you know what? Let's do it for another year. I'm getting 43. At that point, we'll decide what works best for everybody. And when it said, you're an idiot. That dumb. Brady wants multiple years. Brady wants multiple. Really? He absolutely knew. Last offseason, he wanted another multiple-year deal for this team or any other team. I said, you have to at least accept into the realm of possibility, and I say probability, that Brady was on board with a one-year deal. That's what Field Yates is saying now. Now, if this isn't the case, and Field Yates is in fact getting this from, let's say, the coach, and he's putting it out there, how much does this piss off Brady? Seeing this out there as a report, guessing who it came from, just like we're guessing who it came from right now.
It's like a whizzing match back and forth. You know? You want to put out there the phone call?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Now, so-and-so is calling up Field Yates and saying that I wanted a one-year deal when I never asked for that? Because let me tell you something. If this isn't the case, and I was wrong, right? And I'm taking it at face value, like I do a lot of reports. Okay, that sounds right. If this ends up being wrong, how much does this piss off Brady seeing this today? You're telling, what? Field Yates? Oh, I wonder who called him. Huh. So somebody called him and told him, I only wanted a one-year deal, that this was my idea? This, to me, could prove real problematic getting Brady back in New England for next year and beyond, if it's not true.
Unless there's no
but
market.
I revert back to what
Bill
I've
been could be plain as perfectly, man.
How does this work to his advantage if it's not true?
Down at the combine, you don't think he knows people? That okay, there's really not the market. He's a market for him, but he don't want to go there. He knows the coaching there. What, do you want to go there? Be 8-8. Go ahead.
All right. So that's the this.
I'll win 10 games with the next guy.
This the initial report from Yates. You want to hear what Tommy Curran had to say about it?
Sure.
All right. We'll do that next after Joe Murray's Hub headline.
Come on.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've been texting with Tommy. I don't pass on these conversations. But one thing he told me, he goes, nobody knows anything.
So in other words, he's told no one.
He said, nobody knows anything. And he didn't say anything. He used a different word, okay, than anything.
He texted you and said, they know nothing.
Basically.
They know nothing.
Okay, so anyone who's telling you they know.
They don't know.
They don't know. Okay, I've cleared that.
Tom, I want to be clear. He texted you saying
we traded texts. I'm not going through anything, any other part of the conversation.
I agree with that.
Because then I followed up, and he said, then clean it up. Okay, so I'm cleaning it up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
By cleaning it up, I'm letting you know that no one knows anything.
That's Charlie Weiss from SiriusXM talking about his text back and forth with Brady. I don't think anyone has said that they know anything yet. What I have heard are people saying like, oh, 100% he's coming back, or 100% he's not going to be here. But that's essentially what you're feeling. You're trying to read the tea leaves. In terms of a decision, that's what I believe Brady was trying to tell Charlie Weiss, and what Charlie Weiss is getting out there to clear the air, so to speak, is that nobody knows because there's nothing to know. Right now, there's nothing to know.
Right, and I think that's why it sort of piggybacks off, hey, the conversation didn't, quote-unquote, go well. When a conversation doesn't go well, a player doesn't hear numbers. I think they just talk, but like, hey, we can't offer you anything yet. There's nothing, there's no springboard. We're a little bit over a week away. That's it, man. This time next Thursday, just hope the coronavirus doesn't take over.
We got a real news story here. We need this coronavirus to kind of, you know, be swept aside a little bit. Well, speaking of numbers, though. Field Yates reported earlier in a series of tweets that essentially Tom Brady was the one who wanted the one-year deal. And that now the chance for Brady to return to New England is, of course, possible, but important step in that process and understanding for the team of what Brady is seeking in a new deal. Field Yates, in his series of tweets, said the Patriots did present a multi-year contract to Tom Brady last August. Brady said, no, I want a one-year deal, and I don't want to be tagged, and I want to test free agency. Bub-a-da-bub-a-da-bub. All right?
What's bub-a-da-bub-a-bub?
It means that Tommy Curran will now tell us what he thinks. And the first thing is that he says, is the insinuation that August multi-year offer still stands? Or that Brady, because he rejected the multi-year deal last year, and as for his freedom, is solely responsible for getting the negotiations started. Meanwhile, was Brady's preference to not agree to any new deal, including a multi-year extension, or was the one that the Patriots dangled in front of him not palatable? See, that's the part that got lost in the Field Yates thing, what we were talking about here. It could very well be the Patriots did offer him a multi-year deal. Hey, Tom, how about 2 years at 30, right?
14 million.
Yeah, 15 a year. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they offered him a deal. They gave him a raise from 15 to 23 last August, and maybe at that time offered him, all right, let's be real, 20. Right?
So they offered Welker more guaranteed money than Denver did too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well. Yeah, right. What if they, sure, they offered him 2 years, a total of $40 million,
wow.
28 guaranteed.
So the,
you know, that could be that could very well be the case. And if you're Tom Brady, do you take that deal? Probably not. No, you just gave me a raise from 15 to 23. So we don't know what the numbers were if, in fact, that deal was presented to him.
And this is on the back of, you know, you just signed that $5 million, unattainable bonuses, let's call it for what it was, that extension that he did not hit.
Right.
They both agreed to the fact that, okay, he's 43. They even, both sides stated that we're sort of in uncharted territory here. And I think that's the biggest thing that people, you know, get lost on here. The team doesn't really want to overextend. The player wants to play and said he wants to play until he's 44. So let's just get the damn 2-year deal done. We don't need 5 years at a 125. We don't need 4 years pushing money back. Let's just go 250 guaranteed. Call it a day. Let's play some ball. Let's load up. Let's go for it again. That ultimately might be what happens.
So after the, this is again from Curran, who is responding to the Field Yates Twitter thread. After the Pats gave Brady a raise from 15 to 23 last August, a source told me the hope on Brady's side was for a 2-year, $50 million deal, similar to the one Drew Brees signed in New Orleans. That didn't materialize, and the array of performance bonuses the team offered Brady was unsatisfactory. Do you think right now, if the Patriots could have Tom Brady back for 2 years, $25 million per year, they would do it?
Right now?
Right now.
Yes. And I think that's, I think honestly, gun to the head, I think 25 is their cutoff number.
Why weren't they willing to do that last year? That's what Curran is essentially saying here. The Patriots gave Brady a raise from 15 to 23 last August. A source told me the hope on Brady's side was for a 2-year, $50 million deal. That didn't materialize.
Right.
So they weren't willing to do it then. Think they're willing to do it now?
Yeah, because what is their situation and what is their plan? They have no plan B, unless Stidham's your plan B. Like,
as Curran writes, so that's the key question. What were the salaries offered? What were the team options involved that could have seen Brady cut loose suddenly? Were there any no-trade provisions in the multi-year deal, or were the team had the latitude to ship Brady off? And to me, more importantly, the key question is here, would you be willing to offer that again, and is that enough to now get the deal done?
I just think there's no backup plan. Like, yeah, you could say it's Stidham, but...
See, I mean, this is the one thing with football and these damn contracts, you know, to where you look at it with the NBA and the NHL and baseball. Like, your money's guaranteed. They sit there and they wait, and they look at an age, and they say, okay, we're not gonna do this. We're not going to sign a 38-year-old pitcher to a 5-year deal. You know, we're not doing that because that's guaranteed money that we're going to be on the hook for. So they reevaluate the situation, 9 months later? This is the way we felt in August. Jesus, we still had a 12-win season. Again, you go back to what is the end all at the end of the year. Does Bill truly believe we're close? You know, we screwed up. We effed up week 17. Should have had the damn bye. You know, we had the ball in our hands to beat Kansas City. We overcame bad calls. What is it? Are you closer than that? Or damn, we're really far away. Are they really that far from Kansas City? I don't believe that.
No. I'll just throw this out there. Like, who needs who more? Do the Patriots need Tom Brady more, or did Tom Brady need the Patriots more? And it's clearly the Patriots.
The Patriots need Tom Brady more right now than he needs them, for sure. The last line that Curran writes today is a great line. He says, it seems we've now entered the phase of the relationship where one side is saying, please just tell me what you want. And the other side is saying, if you don't know by now,
don't know what you got till it's gone.
No, not that at all. It's the equivalent of what's wrong. What's wrong is that you don't know what's wrong. That's what's wrong. You should know. What do you want? If you don't know by now, then this ain't going to work.
It's tough because he's on vacation. It's going to be so hard to get a hold of.
Stop it.
There's 10-12-day vacation he's looking forward to. You know? Stop. Yeah, put it in the bucket.
We got calls.
Let's fill up that bucket.
Bunch of calls to get to. All right, we'll get to them next down there.
Brady,
Curran, Tom Brady, the Patriots all coming up.
Celtics!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling. HelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
See, Adam Twell's making fun of us through the window.
No, he's not.
Imagine if he played this. That we've been through. God, this is like, you know, I got my pull playlist. Like, you have your breakup with your girlfriend playlist. This is on it. I understand you. Right? We're on Tom, yes.
Is this the Harold Melvin version?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, right? Oh, my God.
to upset our happy home. Yeah, he ripped off Simply Red by doing this.
What?
Oh, he was first?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
All right, so that is the last line from Curran in his article about what Field Yates had to say about the Tom Brady and the Patriots situation. One side, we're approaching the point where one side is saying, just tell us what you want. And the other side says, if you don't know by now, .. Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the issue? I mean, you and I kind of know what Brady wants. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Maybe not the exact number. Isn't it something 25 or slightly north of per year for 2 years? Well, doesn't that sound about right?
And I think it's an understanding of, okay, what are you putting around me?
Two. And some more weapons, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see what he did over the weekend?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let's grab the calls first, though, because that's starting to upset me. Nick and Peabody. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Oh, so, yeah, pills, thrills, and belly aches.
Yeah, love it. So I got a buddy down in Nantucket. And
I have one. I used street. To know this a guy is, from Nantucket.
I know one guy, and this is a confirmed fact. Bill Belichick was at Field Yates' wedding this summer.
I know that.
So that's a tie. And another rumor is that Field Yates is actually his godson. I don't know if that's true, but that's just word in the street. So happy Monday, guys.
Here's another fact that I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, Yates is part of the Nantucket crew down there. Right. Yeah. That's kind of nuts. Everybody knows that, though.
Chris and Brooke.
Real quick here.
Yeah.
You want to know one of the, you talk about the ultimate good guy.
Yeah.
In his business. And I've always said this. I said, and I know I break Mike Reese's balls, you know, a lot, because he picks me up in his little cars when we're on the road and that, and we have fun. But he was on that, he was covering the Israel trip for ESPN.
Right.
But he got to go out with us on that big plane. He had to leave early. Sit through security for 4 hours to get on a smaller plane to come back for Field Yates' wedding. So you had like a 13-hour flight. He said he was on the last row of the plane, squished between two larger people. Couldn't move for all that time, and then he had to get on another plane to get down to Yates's. That's how good a guy Mike Reese is, because he wouldn't miss his wedding.
Yeah, but he's good. A small guy. He can handle the middle seat.
He was in pain, he said.
I don't believe
that. Everybody feels pain.
I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Chris in Brookline, what do you have for us, Chris?
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm pretty sure I seen this on Twitter, but Steve Belichick was Field Yates' best man at his wedding, or he was in the wedding party. So I'm pretty sure anything he's reporting is coming directly from him, or from at least the coaching side of the team. So anything he says, I think, should be taken as credible.
Yeah, I mean, there's history there. You know, like Pioli's still buddies with all them. They all live down here. Casario, you know? Well, it's sort of well known. I mean, Yates came up through the organization. He's worked in football.
Right.
You maintain relationships. This doesn't mean that everything's concrete here, but if I had to judge which side this report's coming from, I would say it's that side.
Yeah, I don't believe he's making it up, and I believe it probably came from the coaching side. What we're still missing, though, and I'm sure Field, if he had the info, he would give it, is, oh, the Patriots offered Tom a multi-year extension. What was it? Well, I mean, did they offer him $24 million a year for 2 years and Brady scoffed at it? Or was it 15?
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
See, I go back to Super Bowl Sunday, too, when they teased the hell out of that pregame with Ian Rappaport. Like, he's got a number on New England. He's got an update on New England and Tom Brady that the organization is set to offer the Patriots quarterback more than $30 million per year. And we were stunned when that came out. But we didn't know there, okay, was the 13.5 in dead money factored in to part of that per year? Because if that's the case, and it really is the 25 that I think the number should be, and maybe 2 for 50 guaranteed, okay, you're sort of already at 32.5 if you're splitting that bonus down the middle. You know, you're already there. You're well over 30.
Well, it's not just about the money for Tom.
Even though
Brady.
He already got the money.
It's not just about the money. He wants more guys around him. And on that subject, Joe in the car. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Zoe?
What's up?
So, conspiracy time, boys. I've called in a couple times, been waiting on an hour, so
nice.
Here it is finally.
Nice.
Not exactly what Brady wants as far as money. It's what's around him, correct?
That's a
I would
big
think
part
that's as important. Yes, big he's got. He's made a lot of money.
Pretty sure he's laid it out right to Kraft, right in his face. And who is that? It's Antonio Brown. Why?
He's not coming back.
There goes. It doesn't matter if he's not coming back. Then Brady's not coming back. Why? There solves your money issue. You go get Eric Ebron. There's your championship team. It's kind of ironic at this point. Brady went over Belichick's head, got rid of Jimmy G, and now Kraft is the one standing in the way, swallowing his pride to have AB back, because Belichick would open him with open arms.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Let's just stop here for a second. This came out on Friday. Antonio Brown tweeted, "Anger and ego kicked my ass for about 6 months.
Now it got weird after this. Go ahead, keep reading.
I forgot about hard work and grace. Has success took a shot yet? Space exclamation point.
I don't know what that means.
Nobody does. Nobody does. Tom Brady quoted the tweet and added a heart emoji
and tweeted it out. Told you he's an emoji guy. Loves the emojis.
Love this, Antonio Brown. Love. Nothing but love, man.
There's zero chance Antonio Brown will be back as a Patriot. Okay. I've been told that.
All right.
Zero. Well, there's 0.0. Blutarski.
There's something to be said.
There's kids that have no clue what Blutarski means.
There is something to be said for Tom Brady or anyone else who wants nothing but the best for all people, right? Yeah, and not to get like overly spiritual about this.
He likes playing with him, though.
You know what? Pray for everybody, including your enemies, that they find some peace and they'll stop bothering you. I get all that. Love, right? What's more love? More love. How can that be a bad thing? Antonio Brown is a bad guy. And it wasn't just anger and ego that kicked his ass for 6 months. He's a bad guy. He's out there doing bad things. I'm not even talking about the allegations and anything that happening in court. I'm just talking about the stuff that he puts out there himself. The cell phone video of him making a scene in front of his kids, in front of the mother of his children, the cops, and the things that he says and the things that he's doing. My God.
Help him.
Bad guy. Now, I'm not saying Tom Brady or anyone else is wrong to want the best for him and want him to find some peace and with all the love in your heart, hope that he's doing well. But to put it out there in a public forum and then to make us, people covering the team, question whether or not you want him back, is that a good look? Should you be doing that? You really feel that way? Call him up, send him a message. Love. Oh, I love the fact that he's taken responsibility for it. He hadn't done anything. He does this on a cycle. He does this about every 2 months. He loses his mind. He comes back. He realizes no one's going to hire him. And then he tweets out something like this and tries to get it back in someone's good graces. And next thing you know, he'll be railing against the NFL or some other owner next. Whatever his issues are, I don't think you can help him by quoting him and throwing up a heart emoji in your tweet, Tom. Even if it's coming from a good place, that's not helping anything. And it's starting to irk me a little bit. 90 seconds here. Joe Mario, give us the headlines, and then we'll continue here. What?
Nice. Give him Joe.
I got a little news on Tom Brady as well.
Oh, we have Tom.
Stay tuned.
Tom Brady news.
No commercials.
What is it? We'll find out.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.